not a game, part of the game that's talked about all that much. I know you as a coach, though, recognize that.
Yeah, it's something that we've talked about quite a bit the last 2 weeks. There's no question about it. We needed to get better there. And I think as a group we did. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I had to run up those steps. Man, I should start working out. Anyways.
You're talking about the kids not having any energy or stamina.
Wow. But no, Didier was great. Both ends of the floor in transition. I blocked a couple shots. He did a great job at helps ID. He rebounded pretty well for us. He finished some. He had two big dunks for us. I'm hoping that's something that kind of gets him going. We were just talking about this as a coaching staff yesterday in our staff meeting, that he's that one guy that without a question has gotten better every single day throughout the year. And, you know, it's starting to pay off, and you're starting to kind of see some of the fruits of that labor right now.
I was just impressed with him today. Just every minute you had him out there. I mean, he what did he play? He played 18 minutes, Matt. You know, 13 points. I mean, did they get anything on him? I mean, inside maybe.
Well, I don't know. He was very good on the defensive end. Their bigs didn't really score much, but
no,
he did. He did a great job. Yeah, 6 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 13 points, 4 rebounds, couple block shots, and 18 and a half minutes.
That's not bad.
We'll take it. There's no question about it. That's in, and he's one of those guys that defensively can guard both perimeter and post. You know, he can guard big, he can guard small. He's just versatile on that end of the floor for sure.
And, you know, Tyler Sundling in the first half gave you some great minutes. I know he threw a couple turnovers in the second half, but he came in for about a three-minute stretch and had 7 points. He had a steal. I mean, that was a great stretch for him when you guys were kind of floundering there in the first half.
Yeah, you know, Tyler's been playing much better as of late. He's had a couple big games where he's changed the game on the defensive end, right? And he did it in the first half today, and even into the second half. He might not have done as good of a job as any one of us would have liked in the on the offensive end in the second half, but defensively, he still did a great job on 5. You know, he had 20 at half, and he only ended up with 30. So, you know, we did a pretty good job there, and that's a big credit to Tyler. You know, he was locked up on him and did a nice job.
He did. And then the other thing was, you know, how do I put this politely? I think your guys kept their heads when calls were not going their way. And I know that happens, you know, a lot here. And so it's not a surprise, but I thought your guys handled it well, Matt.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that, really.
Did you tell them? What did you say when we weren't getting some of those calls? I mean, what did you tell them in any of the huddles?
It didn't start today. It started yesterday in practice and the day before. And I said, you know, this is, and I don't think this is true. We made it sound a lot worse than it was going to be. We said, to win by 1, you're going to have to win by 15. And to win by 15, you're going to have to win by 30. And I don't think the officiating was all out bad today. But I think there were at least 3 or 4 very, very, and I don't, questionable calls isn't even the right word, just pure
wrong. When a guy's got his foot out of bounds on the E there and go give it, I mean.
Yeah, that happens, you know, it happens, and it's not a here thing, it's just is what it is, and you're right, our kids fought through that and didn't let it distract them. We didn't start getting chippy or talking back or, you know, making blame or anything like that. We fought through it, and we played, And we were ended up to be able to pull out a W, which is huge. So.
Well, it is, because now we wait and see what DCTC does. But at the very worst, you get a coin toss with them.
Well, I am 100% positive. I shouldn't say that because I don't know if I'm ever 100% positive. I'm 99.999% positive that Dakota County is opting out of the region tournament.
And, well, that's what Peter told me last week.
And well, I've known it officially for a couple of days, but I didn't want it to leak to our guys. I didn't want anyone to find out.
Yeah.
We needed to win today to host the region tournament. So April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the region tournament should be in Escanaba at our gym, which is huge. Our guys still do not know that. I'm going to tell them when I walk in the locker room. But this win was much bigger than a typical win. It seals the deal for that. And puts us in a much better spot to be able to make a run. Now we've got to get better, and we've got to take care of business when that happens.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win. Let's get on the bus.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jack.
All right.